Anchorage voters will get the chance to decide whether or not to tax cannabis in the months ahead after a 9-2 vote in the city's assembly. Both lawmakers and industry advocates support the proposed tax. But as KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, disagreements over regulation continue to grow.
Discussion of a proposed plan to tax retail sales of cannabis products started with a frank disclosure by downtown Assemblymember Patrick Flynn.
In the last month, I've been approached by a former colleague interested in starting a cannabis-related business. My investment to date has been solely of my time. Given the talent and drive of my former colleague, I expect, presuming I can convince my wife, to be a minor equity investor and put some more time into this venture.
Flynn's fellow assembly members, however, decided that the possibility did not mark a significant conflict of interest that would bar him from voting on subsequent marijuana matters. The assembly took public testimony that was generally supportive of the 5% tax. Cannabis industry groups feel that the amount is reasonable, though concerns were raised about the assembly's ability to increase the rate over a number of years to as high as 12%.
We keep coming back and coming back, and it's one fight after another.
Kim Cole is with the Coalition for Responsible Cannabis Legislation. She says she personally will support the proposed tax on the April ballot, but CRCL's board hasn't yet decided whether or not to endorse it. The bigger problem, Cole says, is the mounting body of requirements and regulations that she and others say amounts to a death by a thousand paper cuts for potential new businesses.
The cannabis community is very frustrated because the board has some prohibitionists on it that were part of the no campaign behind the scenes. And it would be nice if those were not the people trying to regulate our industry.
A separate ordinance introduced to the assembly lays out the revised zoning code for commercial cannabis businesses around the municipality. The measure will be open for public comment in the weeks ahead. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.